Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit DetectTheSOS.com today to learn more.
Well, there he goes. Ray, you should have bet the over because joining the show, Odyssey MLB Insider John Heyman. Insider calls presented by BetQL. Get access to data, insights, sportsbooks don't want you to see. Bet smarter, beat the books. Download BetQL app. Visit the BetQL.com today. John is also the host of the Odyssey original podcast, Big Time Baseball. And John, let's be honest, some big time thumbs might have gotten you in a little hot water out here in the Bay Area. You're toying with some emotions. Thank you for joining us from the winter meetings, John. First of all, tell us about the splits for Aaron Judge. And does Farhan want to platoon Aaron Judge with Aaron Judge?
That's good. You're funny. That's a good one. I like that.
So, obviously, you got a little birdie in your ear telling you something. You were very excited to get it out. And not even a few minutes later, you're retracting it. Can you just take us through what went on?
I heard that he was going to the Giants from a couple of people, so I thought it was good enough. Since then, the Giants have said they haven't heard. The Yankees have said they haven't heard. So, I mean, I think they would know before me if there's really anything definitive. At this point, I could just say the tea leaves look a lot more positive than they did before for the Giants, but I at this point, I would not report that, obviously, because I retracted it. So it was an error to go that quickly with it.
I don't know if you'd be willing to tell me this or not. Was it the San Francisco Giants who told you that you don't have the right information at this time? Because if it did, that would mean maybe the Giants are a little bit more concerned about this than, I mean, the Giants might know something.
I don't want to guess at who's concerned for what reason or whatever. But you could see whatever my tweet said is what I'm sticking with now, the apology. So, at this point, both teams have said that they have not heard. So, I went too quickly with it. It was premature, but it does. I would say at this point the tea leaves are looking better for the Giants than they had been. But that's not. He's going. I mean, I did say appears, giving myself a little room, but, you're right about the emotions. People get emotional, and certainly every other time I've said appears, it's happened. So I get it.
Do you have a sense on timeline? And by that, I mean, is this about to, get done, or does the fact that the Padres didn't get to spend $340 million on Trey Turner suddenly make them a player? Or the fact that Turner left the Dodgers and Bellinger left the Dodgers make the Dodgers a player? Is it more complicated now, or is it still down to the two teams?
I thought it's basically between the two teams. I think the Dodgers have checked in and made efforts, and I don't think it's too likely. That's the way it looks for the Dodgers. But I'm not ruling anybody out at this point because you never know what might happen.
John Heyman, joining us from the winter meetings. Again, the news that did come out today is that Cody Bellinger has signed a one-year, $17.5 million deal with the Cubs. Are you surprised that he's betting on himself with just a one-year deal?
No, that was clear. That's what he wanted to do, is bet on himself, and he figures he's going to regain his form and then get a big free agent deal a year from now. Makes sense. Off the year that he had, he wasn't going to get any kind of a contract like he had been envisioning in 2018 and 2019 when he was a star. So I get it. He is betting on himself. Thinks he's going to regain form. I think he felt, you know, remember in the I believe it was the World Series where he was injured with the high five and that needed shoulder surgery, and you know, perhaps he really wasn't quite recovered. So I give guys credit who bet on themselves.
Was there a signing that's happened so far that has caught everybody by surprise? Could it have been the DeGrom deal?
That was an interesting one. I mean, Zach Eflin, believe it or not, for $40 million seemed rather high to a lot of us. The pitching market has gone crazy. They're all getting more than we expected. But DeGrom, to me, 5 years, I did not expect that. He's obviously an incredible talent. So, you know, I get it in a sense because, you know, even if he pitches half the games, they're going to be very well-pitched games. At least you're getting a superstar there when he pitches. Some of these deals, the $10 million for guys who do 13 innings, things like that, I have to question it.
John Heyman from the winter meetings here. We're waiting on news from Aaron Judge, which John says is between pretty much the Giants and the Yankees. So is there a last-minute negotiation? Is there, you know, sort of a, you know, here's the offer pinstripes. Are you going to better that or not? Do you think Judge takes an offer back to New York, or is he waiting on the money to go up or the years to go up?
Yeah, you know, I don't know. I can't get inside his head. He obviously is, it's taken a little longer than we thought, but a lot of star players have not signed until January, February, whatever. But here's where it seems fairly well defined with two teams. His quote-unquote hometown team and the team he's been with for a long time. So, I mean, he certainly has formed an opinion about the Yankees, and he's had a good chance to form an opinion about the Giants. I don't know. Usually the deal is very important, but maybe it's about where he wants to be. And, obviously the Giants sounded very optimistic the other day, and obviously they did a good job of recruiting, and they feel like they have a shot here, which, you know, at the beginning, a lot of people felt that it'd be a shocker if he left the legacy behind.
John, in your experience, does a lot of news come out of winter meetings post 7 p.m. East Coast time? Because that's where we are. It feels like a lot of stuff you'd want early in the day throughout the news cycle, especially a story this big. Do you think this story at least goes to bed tonight and we get our possible conclusion tomorrow, or might something happen before Ray and I are off the air 2 hours from now?
Well, it's difficult to predict exactly when a deal is going to be finalized, but it feels fairly close at this point. I will say that. So, I would say fairly close. Does that mean tonight, tomorrow? I couldn't swear to you. We were thinking he might be here today, and we're not sure if he is going to be here or not. Nobody's really saying. Obviously, this is a big deal, and everybody's been relatively quiet about it to this point. But it does feel like it's going to be fairly soon. He is going to Hawaii in a few days, and presumably he'd want to have it wrapped up before he goes for Hawaii anyway.
Has there been any behind the potted palms in the lobby talk about who else the Giants might be targeting, if anybody, or are they all in on Judge?
I think the market's being held up by Judge, and it's a huge contract, but they're certainly talking to Rodon. They're talking to other outfielders. They tried to get Bellinger. They're still working. They're talking to shortstops. You know, if they don't get Judge, I wouldn't be shocked if they went out and signed Correa or Bogaerts or somebody like that, because they obviously want to spend to win. I give them credit. They do a good job from the business standpoint, and they're trying hard. So they're talking to all these big players, but I think the Yankees and Giants are generally on hold for these other big players right now. Yankees made a signing of Tommy Kahnle, a reliever, but I think at this point they're waiting on the others.
John, do you think 360 is the max offer the Giants are willing to go, or would they go to 375?
That I don't know, but I do think that's about where we are right now.
So as we look around, if the Giants don't land Judge, if he goes back to New York, I think fans would understand that. If there is a third team that comes in the 11th hour, people are going to be very, very angry about that. If the number is about $400 million, what do you think Farhan would then pivot to spend that? I mean, I know you just said Bogaerts, Dansby Swanson.
I think the shortstops, it feels that way, or Rodon. I mean, they want to get a big star, right? So Judge is clearly the biggest star. If they don't get him, I think they would look at the shortstops next. But they're in the Rodon market along with a number of other teams. You know, Rodon's a great pitcher, but he's not going to excite the fan base as certainly Judge would, and probably the shortstops would. So I think those shortstops will be in good shape if Judge does go to New York.
John, thank you very much for joining us today. If you're running up a bar tab, put it on the room. Thank you.
All right, thank you.
John Heyman, Odyssey MLB Insider. Insider calls presented by BetQL. BetQL to help make us all make better bets through real proven analytics. Bet smarter. Beat the books. Download the BetQL app. All right, so I appreciate John Heyman's time. He did cop to it, saying his Twitter's got in front of himself. But he's got nothing. He's got no information that he was willing to share with us in that interview to really lead us down which way he's feeling, one way or the other. So
I also think he's a little skittish about returning to that spot above his skis where he looked down and thought he saw something he didn't. So he might know more than he's letting on. But if I were him, even if I did, I wouldn't venture any more guesses, because the last time I ventured a guess, I ended up looking like an idiot.
You don't want to be out in front of wrong information, not even once. You certainly don't want to be out in front of wrong information twice. We're trying to get the right information. Hey, John Heyman sounds a lot like Trent Baalke. Yeah, he kind of did. He does. He's clearly been working the phones. By the way, the merch store, it's open. It's live, 957thegameshop.com for everything you might need. Station merch related, that is. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. We got Peter King joining us at 5 o'clock, getting in deep into the NFL.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is a reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You open the fridge. There's nothing there. So what's it going to be? Greasy pizza? Sad drive-thru burgers? Dish by Blue Apron is for nights like that. These are the pre-made meals of your dreams. At least 20 grams of protein. No artificial flavors or colors. No chopping, no cleanup, no guilt. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detectthesos.com today.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Welcome on back. It's good to have you here. Everything we do can be found on the Odyssey app. Download it today and bask in it. You'll be happy that you did. Someone from the 408 says, John Heyman sounds a little defeated. That's the postman in Capitola. Hey, he got a major egg on his face trying to be first to the front of the line with Aaron Judge news, which he quickly then had to retract and say, I don't have the news. Somebody says, Heyman, calling you a funny guy sounded a lot like Leota and Goodfellas. Yeah, you're a funny guy. Funny guy. Again, that wasn't a Leota line. That was Pesci. But an interesting observation here, Ray, is that someone from the 707 on the Xfinity mobile text line says, you can tell that John Heyman knows something. The body language says it all. You could tell his body language from that phone call? That's incredible. You should go work for the FBI. I've never gotten body language out of a phone call, so I don't know how that was concluded. But look, here's what John Heyman knows. He knows whatever someone tells him. Someone told him something that they quickly told him it was wrong, and that's why he took it back. But he didn't know if it was going to be dickering or negotiating over years. He didn't know if it was going to be the money. He suspects it's between two teams because that's the story that everyone's been told. Will the Padres or the Dodgers emerge? I think that is now the biggest threat to this happening because the Dodgers and the Padres got a level of money that they are either capable or desiring to spend and have been told, no, thank you. At least the Padres have. So, I don't know. What do you think?
I think the bidding is resuming. I think the market has opened up again. I think Judge's people knew that Turner was going to leave the Dodgers. I don't know how well they knew about San Diego's late interest. But they know that there are now two other big spending teams who have money that they're ready to commit to somebody. And Judge is one of the game's leading somebodies. I also wouldn't be surprised, weirdly enough, even though they just fired down 300 large, if the Phillies wouldn't make a run and just go, you know what? Screw it. We're going to spend like the Warriors without a luxury tax and just go mad. I mean, I wouldn't be surprised if there are four or five teams that are in this now, whereas there used to be only two. Now, there still might be two that are the leaders in the clubhouse, but, you know, if I'm Peter Seidler, I'm totally getting involved in the Judge market.
Like, this is why you don't let the player out of the ballpark. You don't let him back to the airport. You know, the Giants, if they really do have 360 over 9, Farhan should be getting approval for 400 over 10 right now.
By the way,
that is poison pill. That is a contract that the day it's offered, it's built to fail eventually. Who cares? Prices of crab sandwiches and anchor steams are going up in that ballpark no matter what. So who cares? Who cares?
Well, I mean, I think that's the lesson that the Phillies and the Padres have been teaching us, which is you could still make more money, you know, by burning money. You know, just throw it out there. You'll get, I mean, the Padres, you know, we talked about the Giants with, you know, losing 800,000 in attendance. The Padres, you know, were one of the leading attendance teams in baseball again this year. And it's because people get excited when you burn money on players.
Well, and they're the only game in town. So all they have to do is give a legitimate work try-in, and you will hold the city's attention.
But they've been the only game in town since the Chargers left. The fact is, they got the spike this year because they went out and got Juan Soto a year after getting Tatis and Machado nailed down. They are now in that town, not just the only thing, they are a big thing. And I think fans love that more than anything else. One of the reasons Warriors sell out all the time is because, you know, they have rings. Yes, they have the new building. But they also throw money around like it's not even theirs. And people, as much as they say players are paid too much, they don't believe it for a minute. They love seeing their guys make $60 million a year.
Well, and everybody in the Bay Area likes a big ticket item. That's why minor league baseball, minor league sports, I don't think could ever really work around here, because there isn't an allure of, man, there's a lot on the line tonight with the way that they put this together. Like, it's just, this is a decidedly first class spend to impress me town. And I'm not saying that that's a good or noble thing, but that's clearly what works around here.
But it works just about anywhere. I mean, that's the thing. You throw money around, people go, man, this guy's committed. It's human nature. They want to see what you spent all that money on. And I think, you know, the Padres have shown that. The Dodgers have spent money forever and draw like crazy. The Yankees have spent money forever. They draw like crazy. The only team that I can think of, at least in baseball, that doesn't spend like crazy and still draws all the time is the Cardinals. You don't see them in the Aaron Judge bidding, even though they got plenty of dough to do that.
They don't have to spend like crazy because they develop smartly. They really do.
But what I'm saying is they've never been in the market for a big ticket guy. When Albert Pujols' contract came up, they weren't players. They said, okay, see you, Albert. We'll catch you on the backside. I mean, the Angels spend money. They draw pretty well for a team that never wins. You know, I mean, the Angels are basically a laughingstock, and they're still getting $30,000 a night.
Well, they do get to officially offer you two of the shiniest objects in the entire baseball universe to come and watch. That's nice.
Well, I mean, yeah. they have that, but they've been drawing $30,000 a night forever. I mean, that's, you know, they don't mind throwing money around. They just don't throw it around evenly or well, which is why, you know, they will be able to say in 10 years that they wasted two generational talents simultaneously.
When Barry Bonds signed with the Giants 30 years ago today, what was the buzz like in this town? Like, were the ticket sellers at Candlestick's phones ringing off the hook based on that alone? Did they sell 5,000 more season tickets that week than had they not done it?
They never made an announcement about that, but as I recall, two things happened. They went from being a mediocre team to a really good team, and they had a guy to sell. I'm just going to look up you know, their season over season attendance figures, but I can do that while I'm talking to you. The truth is, there was significant buzz, because why wouldn't there be? I mean, you know, the 49ers had run their course as an elite team. The Warriors were mediocre. The A's were hot, but they were on the other side of town. Truthfully, they became a big talking point. I mean, the Giants, you know, don't forget, they'd gotten to a World Series in 89, so it wasn't like they had a long fallow period where they weren't very good. But when they got Bonds done and they got an ownership change after looking like they were moving to Tampa, there was an electricity in the town, no question.
We got another Bay Area sports anniversary today, Ray. 22 years ago, in 2000, Antoine Jamison and Kobe Bryant each dropped 51 points. Only time, it's only happened six times in NBA history. The two times scored 50, two opponents scored 50 plus in the same game. By the way, the Lakers beat the Warriors that night, 125-122 in overtime. So that's why the Warriors could have nothing nice. And that was in the you get nothing nice era. And that was a very good era for the Lakers, who had to settle for their second straight NBA championship that season. They'd go on to win the next one as well for a three-peat. The Warriors won 17 games in 2000 and 2001 season. And
but they were in almost 20 of them.
Hey, Antoine Jameson was all this team had to sell for about a three-year period.
Yeah, and turned out to have a pretty good career, but he wasn't a guy who was going to change your franchise. By the way, the Giants went, in 1993, they averaged 13,000 more per game than the previous year before they had Bonds.
Just adding Bonds, 13,000 more.
The only team that did better year over year was Philadelphia.
When I go back and think to 92, what are the Phillies looking like in 92? What are we talking there? Don't look it up. It doesn't matter. Anyways, this, like all old NBA games, I immediately opened up the box score. Larry Hughes chipped in 24-9 in that three-point overtime loss. Mookie Blaylock came off the bench with 11. Vontigo Cummings, a very Vontigo game. 6 points, 0 rebounds, 0 assists, 0 steals, 0 blocks from Vontigo that night. Eric Dampier had a very rough night. Shaquille O'Neal had a good night. 25 points, 10 rebounds, and 6 blocks the night Kobe and Antoine Jameson each traded 51s. So that was 22 years ago, 30 years ago, Barry Bonds signed. And somebody says here, yeah, Damon, it was a great timeout. It sure was. There's no doubt about that. Look, you know, somebody says enough. Like, it's going to happen. It'll happen when it happens, when it happens, when it happens. And I agree with you. I really do. But we had our emotions toyed with today. We absolutely had the, it's happening. Everyone, battle stations. And then, no, never mind. We're not even going to war on this. This is not going to happen. I don't think we're going to get anything tonight, Ray. I gave it at 3 o'clock. I gave a 90-minute window. That 90-minute window officially has been eclipsed. And I just don't see... Well, actually, that's not true, because baseball is so bad at its own PR. I could see them screw this up and get this out late at night and not really capitalize on all the PR as everyone's leaning into their phones in the afternoon.
But this isn't a baseball call. That's the problem. It's not an MLB call. They throw the winter meetings, and they will try to discourage people from having late night announcements. But the agents control as much of this as the teams do. And if Aaron Judge wants to sign at midnight, and the agent wants to tell Jeff Passan at 12:01 a.m., baseball's got no control over that. What they do is they rent out the hall, and then they let everybody have their party.
By the way, the year before, the Phillies were in the World Series that year. At Dykstra, you had Mitch Williams going full wild thing. You had Dutch Dalton.
Mm-hmm. Schilling. And they went back in 93.
Yeah. Cito Gaston got some, right?
Twice.
Yeah. Fast-moving week on 95.7 The Game. I can tell you this. The Warriors are going to be in Utah tomorrow. They're going to be there without Steph Curry, who's out with an ankle. Draymond's hip has flared up, and Andrew Wiggins' abductor strain is enough to keep him out of the Utah game tomorrow night as well. James Wiseman has been recalled from the G League. Also happening tomorrow, Ray, one of my absolute favorite shows of the entire year, you and I down at the Guardsman Tree Lot spreading that holiday cheer. That's right. Oh, yeah. Pull up to the fire. Open some presents. All the holiday cheer and stuff you could possibly need to decorate your home, your hearth, your tree with. At the Guardsman Tree Lot tomorrow, a charity that is very, very important to me, giving back money to Bay Area at-risk youth here and providing educations to kids who would normally not be in a very good educational situation. That's what the Guardsmen do. We send kids to summer camp. You can come support that by picking up a Christmas tree tomorrow. Ray, we're going to be giving away some trees tomorrow. The old first one to come down and ask for it might get a Christmas tree tomorrow. We're going to be doing that and looking forward to it. It's the one day of the year where Ray is actually nice to people.
That's a lie.
No, you are very nice to everyone. It's happened several years in a row.
I simply didn't speak.
No, you are nicer than you want to admit.
I believe you're lying to people.
No. Do not make me talk about the charitable donation that you also made last year. We want you to double it this year too, man. So, you know.
Oh, you can
bring your wallet.
You could piss off with that.
Bring your wallet, Ray.
It's been a hard year for me.
Been a hard year for everyone. So, look, I'm going to go double my money in Las Vegas over the weekend. So when I come back, we're all going to be stinking rich because I'm going to spread the wealth around the station. And this leads up to a kind of chowderhead weekend in the Bay Area. Like the Celtics are going to be at Chase Center on Saturday. And the way that they're playing right now, the way the Warriors are playing right now, the Celtics are going to win that game by 30 points. I mean, the Warriors should be on full red alert. Celtics are going to come in here and embarrass them if they throw out anything that resembles the effort that we saw last night. That was a disgraceful night of Warriors basketball. And they're way too happy with the three-point shot. A three-point shot shot 52 times means you're settling. You're getting lazy.
They only jacked up 44 last night.
Oh, is that it?
Yeah.
Too many.
No, I mean, the Warriors have been good for the last month. Not great, but they've been good. Last night was an anomaly, but they weren't very interesting at all.
Trending upwards, and then last night was a screeching halt on that trend.
And Stephen Curry shooting 3-for-17 sort of stood out like a sore thumb, too.
It's as bad of a game as I've ever seen him have. I mean, how many air balls do you think you can say you've seen Steph shoot in a big moment?
Well, if this ankle thing is serious enough, it would explain it. Or help explain it, but 3-for-17 is awful.
Like I said, it's kind of a chowderhead weekend in the Bay Area. The Celtics are going to be here, and look, we all know that Tom Brady is still very much the darling of many chowderheads. He's going to be here with the Bucks on Sunday. And look, since there are going to be so many people from Boston and Tampa who pull for American League East teams, like the Giants should just do that division a favor. And sign Aaron Judge. Just get him right out of the Bronx. It's going to make everyone who roots for the Red Sox and the Rays happy. Bring Aaron Judge to the Bay Area, San Francisco Giants. You have so sort of committed yourself to this happening. You damn well better make sure it does. And someone was saying, look, $360 million, doesn't that sound like the Giants are being a little cheap? $360 million over 9 years is $40 million a year, which is more money than anybody in baseball has ever made in any season, right?
On the other hand, the market is what the market is. And if the Padres say, yeah, 40 sounds good, Giants will have to go to 43 or drop out.
Yeah.
I mean, there's nothing that says that $360 million is all you can spend on Aaron Judge if you want to spend more. I mean, that's the beauty of having no, you know, salary cap. You can go as deep as you want. And I think we know of three teams right off the top of our heads that are willing to do that because they've done it before.
Peter King is going to be joining us in less than a half an hour from now. We obviously have a big week 13 to go around. And by the way, did you watch any of that Saints-Bucks games last night? Because the game stunk and Tom Brady was about to hear like a barrage of, why did you leave your Brazilian supermodel wife to come back to this? Like, what are you doing? And then Tom Brady pulled a little miracle out of his pocket. Would they score the winning touchdown with 3 seconds left in the game?
Yeah.
Woo! Brady rallies late.
But even at that, it was one of the most tepid comebacks he's ever engineered. Because it was, like you said, it was a nothing game. And he had to throw 54 times to get that done. I mean, it was...
They just got no running game right now. They're one dimensional.
Which I understand. But, I mean, it's... It looked more like a desperation than it did a master plan. And in fact,
was to get down 16-3 and then win? That wasn't the plan, Ray?
Well, no, but no, I'm talking about just the whole night. They never seemed to have sort of any sort of concept of what they wanted to do. You know, and this is not the first time that's happened. This is like the fifth time this year he's thrown 50-plus times.
Look, their plan is officially Brady carries us or we lose. That's it. That's what they got.
I mean, they had to come back. They're 6-6. They're awful. I mean, that whole division's awful. In fact, the two South divisions are awful. The AFC South is gruesome. I mean, they came, you know, they got swept again this week. Nobody won. And three of those games were routes. I mean, the southeastern part of the United States has been abandoned by the NFL. They just gave it over to the SEC and said, we're out.
Georgia's like, we're in. Cool.
Yeah.
By the way, Brady was 0-37 in the regular season and 1-43 in the playoffs when trailing by at least 13 points. He is now 2 wins in that scenario. He's won 2. The only other time in the win he's in his career he's erased a 13-point fourth quarter deficit was 28-3 to the Falcons in the Super Bowl. So you can say it wasn't a thrilling game. It wasn't, but it was a big win for Brady in the end, and they are 6-6, and they are coming to take on the Brock Purdy-led San Francisco 49ers. But for how long is Brock Purdy really going to lead the San Francisco 49ers? Because today we did learn that there won't be a surgery on Jimmy Garoppolo's broken foot. And he didn't break the Lisfranc, which I guess is the there is no coming back from that quickly bone break in the foot. So there is now an actual scenario where Jimmy Garoppolo could rejoin the San Francisco 49ers in the postseason. I don't even know if that's good for business, to be totally honest with you, if Brock Purdy gets them to the postseason and is actually playing well. And I would really, Ray, I would love to drug Kyle Shanahan. A little sodium
pentothal. You wanted to do that for a long time.
Hey, well, but not with the good stuff. Sodium pentothal. So we can get to the truth, the real truth. And I have 4 questions for Kyle Shanahan if I could be guaranteed the real truth. Do you really think that Purdy can navigate a postseason run? Just yes or no. Do you believe that that can happen? Yes or no, Kyle? 2. Do you really think that Trey Lance is still where your future lies? 3. How stupid do you feel for having gone through all of this with Jimmy G in the first place? Imagine if you just remain committed to him and use those draft picks that you traded away on not a backup quarterback, but on players that could make an incredibly well-built team even more well-built. And finally, maybe the true $100,000 question, if you could actually get it out of Kyle Shanahan, is simply this. What really was the breaking point that he reached with Jimmy that made him want out of the Garoppolo business in the first place? What was it? What was it? What really was it? Was it he does disappear in the offseason? He's not working hard enough. He's not as committed. He pukes down his own jersey in fourth quarters of big games. What really was it? Was it the injury concern? Was it he doesn't let the long ball go? Was it I can't play any more than in this 15-yard box that, you know, clearly I like calling plays in, but I even want to call plays in a bigger box than that? What was it? What was it? Because there are times where everyone clearly knew why it was time to move on from Jimmy Garoppolo, and then he has played stretches that make you think, what the hell's going on? Why would you walk away from this guy when he fits the style of football you say you want to play so well?
Well, again, I don't think there was... I think he's had like 3 or 4 master plans here. But he abandons them quickly when he sees that he can't pull them off. I don't know why he wanted to move on from Garoppolo, but he clearly did. And then he did until Lance turned out that he wasn't ready last year. So he stuck with Garoppolo. This year, he made it clear, Garoppolo's gone. But then he couldn't trade him. So now he's got a decision to make. Do I really want to go with Trey Lance and then Nate Sudfeld as my backup? And he said no. So what I think is, he's had a bunch of different plans, and they change with the circumstances.
That's a terrible way to make long-term plans.
Well, that maybe the lesson here is that in the NFL, you don't make long-term plans, especially when you're talking about a quarterback who wasn't an embarrassment to you.
We're going to go ahead and have Peter King join us at 5 o'clock this afternoon. When we do come back, one of my single favorite 49ers press releases I've read in a really long time. Stick around for all that. And Peter King at 5 o'clock. Obviously, if anything happens with Aaron Judge, I swear to God, we will stop the damn commercial break and let you know something has happened. But in the meantime, I don't think anything's going to happen tonight with Aaron Judge. I do think something, though, could happen tomorrow when Ray and I are going to be down at the Guardsman Tree Lot. So maybe you're making plans to even come see us. Ray's going to be bouncing kids on his knee. It's going to be absolutely adorable. Damon and Ratto here on 95.7 The Game. We are brought to you by Fremont Bank. Full service banking, no compromises.
Back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that merch store. Go nuts in it. Go nuts. 957thegameshop.com. Everything you could possibly, let's not say need, but might want from 95.7 The Game can be found there. All of our audio, obviously, can be found on the Odyssey app. And you're going to find Peter King with us at 5 o'clock in about 10 minutes from right now here on 95.7 The Game. We got a lot of stuff to get into with Peter King around the NFL. And obviously the news that, hey, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo might not be lost for the entire year after all. Ray, are you ready for Brock Purdy to play very well, capture everyone's in the Bay Area's imagination, win a home playoff game, only to have Jimmy finally get healthy and come on in and start a playoff game and then maybe lose that?
No, because I don't think it's going to play that way. I think Purdy is going to have the struggles you would expect somebody with his very short resume to have. I think the offense he's going to be asked to run is going to be profoundly conservative. And I think the 49ers will win all the games they're going to win based on their ability to keep other teams from scoring. I don't think it's about Brock Purdy that much at all. He's the fascination. I get it. He's the new flavor in town. But I think this is a team that wins on defense. And I think they're going to keep winning on defense. And Brock Purdy can only make it worse, not better.
I don't know how Kyle Shanahan can announce his defense, though, as his starting quarterback for a playoff team.
Which I understand, but I think if they, you know, I think unless Purdy is way better than I think he's going to be, Garoppolo will be the starter when he's ready to go. The question becomes, do they want to rush him back?
What if this is Kaepernick and Alex Smith doesn't get the job back, even when he gets healthy?
Is there any indication to you that this is Kaepernick and Alex Smith? Or are you just waxing euphoric about the possibilities?
I mean, we're just spitballing here. We're okay, just talking
well, my
sports.
My spitball says that Brock Purdy is not going to be Kaepernick magic. I don't see it. And I could be wrong. I don't know. But I'm saying the odds are heavily against him being as dynamic a quarterback now as Kaepernick was that year. I just think the 49ers are going to end up winning 12 games, and they'll win them because the other team can't score, not because Brock Purdy is going to perform magic.
But they're going to have to score some points along the way, and we'll see.
I think he'll be able to score more than three a game.
I mean, what's really about to change, though, with Brock Purdy? Like, almost nothing, right? Almost nothing, if this is sort of how we evaluate Jimmy, and this is definitely how Jimmy was evaluated by his own head coach. I think I can replace that production with a quarterback on a rookie deal. That's what Kyle thought. That's what he really believed. He's got no evidence throughout his head coaching career, though, with the San Francisco Giants, that he can replace Jimmy Garoppolo with anybody and find success more often than he finds failure.
Well, I think that's kind of my point, which is, you know, you're not going to keep, you know, dipping down into the bottom half of the draft and go, yep, that's the key. That's the magic. I think the percentage play is to expect them to do well, not because the offense is suddenly going to become vibrant and snappy, but because the defense is going to choke slam games. Because I think that's sort of how they got to be 8-4. By the defense choke slamming games.
We got Peter King. Sorry, I turned my mic off there for a second. Turn your mic on, Damon. See, Ray, you missed it.
No, I heard it.
That was your opportunity.
But I'm not going to sit there and run over you because I do it more than you do.
You do. Well, that's the first time I've ever done it.
It's not the first time.
It's the second time.
It's not the second time either, but I don't want to make a thing out of it.
I've never done it mid-segment before. It's usually been coming back.
You've never done it mid-sentence. I'll give you that.
Thank you. before we share some Aaron Boone sound with you, before we've got Peter King joining us at 5 o'clock, I just want to quickly share with you my favorite San Francisco 49ers press release in a real long time. Ray, are you ready to go? This is going to take a minute.
Because I got nowhere to go.
The San Francisco 49ers today announced that they have signed quarterback Josh Johnson to a one-year deal. Are you ready? Here we go. Josh Johnson, who is 6'3", 205 pounds, was originally drafted in the fifth round, 160th overall, in the 2008 NFL draft by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Through his career, he's played a season for the Buccaneers. He's played several seasons for the Buccaneers. Then he played one season for the Cleveland Browns. Then he played a season for the Cincinnati Bengals. Then he played on three different occasions with the San Francisco 49ers. Then he signed up for two seasons with the New York Jets, one season with the Colts, the Buffalo Bills in 2015, two different seasons with the Baltimore Ravens, a season with the the New York Giants, a season with the Houston Texans, a season with the Washington football teams, a season with the Detroit Lions, the Denver Broncos in 2021. He just was on their practice squad. He's appeared in 37 games, nine of them starts, 205 of his 353 pass attempts have been completed for 2,272.70 yards and 13 touchdowns. He's also got 76 rushes for 422 yards. That is one of the longest resumes any player in football, I think, has ever had.
Well, go to the transactions list in the Josh Johnson page on Pro Football Reference.
Probably runs you'll get three pages.
What you'll get is that he's been released by the 49ers, by my count, at least six times. So,
you know what? Those must have been like he's literally on the roster, or they must be counting practice squad, I think, in order to come up with that.
All they say is signed or released. Whatever it is, they've gone to this well a lot, which is another reason why I don't think Brock Purdy is the magic. I think Josh Johnson's the magic.
Johnson's
I think we should want Josh
anymore.
Johnson to be the magic.
No, let it be Brock Purdy. We don't need to learn anything more about Josh Johnson.
We don't need to learn anything more. This is his time.
This is Brocktober, Ray. It's here. The month is here.
Joshtober.
No, it's not Joshtober. If the San Francisco Giants ever want to get back to an October, they need to spend money. They need to spend money on major league talent to help their major league team, because all of their future lays in their minor league system. And who even knows how much future really lays there, because those guys are hardly shooting up the ranks. So if the San Francisco Giants go ahead and start a free agent class with Aaron Judge, a lot of people are going to be happy about that. Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees, had a little sit down with the media today where they talked about how John Heyman's tweet that first arson Judge, then corrected to Aaron Judge, was very close to signing with the Giants, was then totally retracted. And here's how Aaron Boone said that played in the Bronx.
It's been an uncomfortable hour, but I have nothing.
You spoke to him yesterday?
No, I have not. No.
What was the reaction like among the team when you saw the report? And then you saw the report pulled. Like, what was the reaction?
So I actually was in the shower getting ready to go through my media stuff. And so I was up in my room, and then, you know, went down to meet Zillow in the room. And yeah, just a lot of unknown right now.
Is the general sense that you guys believe that you're still in the race for?
Yeah, we haven't heard anything. So, you know, I know it's been, you know, obviously an ongoing negotiation, and, you know, obviously that's more for cash and how and stuff, but yeah, that's been my understanding. At the end of the day, we're the New York Yankees, and we've always got to be in a position to do everything we can to try and be the best we can be. And different things come up all the time. If you lose out on things, you get certain things. So the past never stops from trying to improve and trying to become the best team we can be. And, hopefully that helps.
So there you go. Aaron Boone today at the winter meetings telling everyone, hey, I was in the bathroom. I was taking a shower when John Heyman got the excitable fingers and started firing off tweets about where Aaron Judge may play next. I get downstairs. Everybody's going, what's going on? And the answer is nothing. Nothing's happened. It's 8 o'clock almost on the East Coast. If something was going to happen with Aaron Judge, I think it happens already today. I think we're now moving to tomorrow.
No, I mean, it's very rare when a signing gets done late or gets announced late. It's the winter meetings is designed as a PR exercise. We're going to show you our new stuff. We don't show it to you after you've gone to bed.
Lucas, very, you know, astutely, just said in my ear, you know, the meetings are in San Diego. And you're right about that, Lucas. But believe me, Major League Baseball is always on East Coast time.
It's still, New York is still 8 o'clock, no matter where the winter meetings are. The winter meetings could be in Hawaii. Right now, it's 8 o'clock in New York.
Right. Somebody's like, my 10-year-old says, Brocktober makes no sense unless it were October, maybe Brocksember. See, but that doesn't work. So we're just moving time and space around to accommodate Brock Purdy, as anyone should do, because he's that much of an entity. Clearly now in the NFL, it's going to be fascinating to see what the 49ers actually do, how different their offense looks, performs. We all know that the defense is driving that bus, but you got to pick up a few scores.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift, literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you and everyone on your list at prices that get your budget at DSW stores or DSW.com.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
I'm done with subscriptions. Streaming, fitness, razors, vitamins. I've got subscriptions for everything in my life. They lock you in, and half the time, I can't figure out how to unsubscribe. That's why I'm so excited about the new Blue Apron. Now you can get delicious meals delivered with no subscription needed, including new pre-made options. Keep the flavor. Ditch the subscription. Get 20% off your first two orders with code APRON20. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
Now back to Damon and Ratto on 95.7 The Game.
Oh, that merch store. Go nuts in it. Go nuts. 957thegameshop.com. Everything you could possibly, let's not say need, but might want from 957 The Game can be found there. All of our audio obviously can be found on the Odyssey app. And you're going to find Peter King with us at 5 o'clock in about 10 minutes from right now here on 957 The Game. We got a lot of stuff to get into with Peter King around the NFL. And obviously the news that, hey, you know, Jimmy Garoppolo might not be lost for the entire year after all. Ray, are you ready for Brock Purdy to play very well, capture everyone's in the Bay Area's imagination, win a home playoff game, only to have Jimmy finally get healthy and come on in and start a playoff game and then maybe lose that?
No, because I don't think it's going to play that way. I think Purdy is going to have the struggles you would expect somebody with his very short resume to have. I think the offense he's going to be asked to run is going to be profoundly conservative. And I think the 49ers will win all the games they're going to win based on their ability to keep other teams from scoring. I don't think it's about Brock Purdy that much at all. He's the fascination. I get it. He's the new flavor in town. But I think this is a team that wins on defense. And I think they're going to keep winning on defense. And Brock Purdy can only make it worse, not better.
I don't know how Kyle Shanahan can announce his defense, though, as his starting quarterback for a playoff team.
Which I understand. But I think if they... You know, I think unless Purdy is way better than I think he's going to be, Garoppolo will be the starter when he's ready to go. The question becomes, do they want to rush him back?
What if this is Kaepernick and Alex Smith doesn't get the job back, even when he gets healthy?
Is there any indication to you that this is Kaepernick and Alex Smith? Or are you just waxing euphoric about the possibilities?
I mean, we're just spitballing here. We're okay, just talking well,
my
sports.
My spitball says that Brock Purdy is not going to be Kaepernick magic. I don't see it. And I could be wrong. I don't know. But I'm saying the odds are heavily against him being as dynamic a quarterback now as Kaepernick was that year. I just think the 49ers are going to end up winning 12 games, and they'll win them because the other team can't score, not because Brock Purdy is going to perform magic.
But they're going to have to score some points along the way, and we'll see.
I think he'll be able to score more than three a game.
I mean, what's really about to change, though, with Brock Purdy? Like, almost nothing, right? Almost nothing, if this is sort of how we evaluate Jimmy, and this is definitely how Jimmy was evaluated by his own head coach. I think I can replace that production with a quarterback on a rookie deal. That's what Kyle thought. That's what he really believed. He's got no evidence throughout his head coaching career, though, with the San Francisco Giants, that he can replace Jimmy Garoppolo with anybody and find success more often than he finds failure.
Well, I think that's kind of my point, which is, you know, you're not going to keep, you know, dipping down into the bottom half of the draft and go, yep, that's the key. That's the magic. I think the percentage play is to expect them to do well, not because the offense is suddenly going to become vibrant and snappy, but because the defense is going to choke slam games. Because I think that's sort of how they got to be 8-4. By the defense choke slamming games.
We got Peter King. Sorry, I turned my mic off there for a second. Turn your mic on, Damon. See, Ray, you missed it.
No, I heard it.
That was your opportunity.
But I'm not going to sit there and run over you because I do it more than you do.
You do. Well, that's the first time I've ever done it.
It's not the first time.
It's the second time.
It's not the second time either, but I don't want to make a thing out of it.
I've never done it mid-segment before. It's usually been coming back.
You've never done it mid-sentence. I'll give you that.
Thank you. Before we share some Aaron Boone sound with you, before we've got Peter King joining us at 5 o'clock, I just want to quickly share with you my favorite San Francisco 49ers press release in a real long time. Ray, are you ready to go? This is going to take a minute.
Because I got nowhere to go.
The San Francisco 49ers today announced that they have signed quarterback Josh Johnson to a one-year deal. Are you ready? Here we go. Josh Johnson, who is 6'3", 205 pounds, was originally drafted in the fifth round, 160th overall, in the 2008 NFL draft by the Tampa Bay Buccaneers. Through his career, he's played a season for the Buccaneers. No, he's played several seasons for the Buccaneers. Then he played one season for the Cleveland Browns. Then he played a season for the Cincinnati Bengals. Then he played on three different occasions with the San Francisco 49ers. Then he signed up for two seasons with the New York Jets, one season with the Colts, the Buffalo Bills in 2015, two different seasons with the Baltimore Ravens, a season with the the New York Giants, a season with the Houston Texans, a season with the Washington football teams, a season with the Detroit Lions, the Denver Broncos in 2021. He just was on their practice squad. He's appeared in 37 games, nine of them starts, 205 of his 353 pass attempts have been completed for 2,272.70 yards and 13 touchdowns. He's also got 76 rushes for 422 yards. That is one of the longest resumes any player in football, I think, has ever had.
Well, go to the transactions list in the Josh Johnson page on Pro Football Reference.
Probably runs you'll get, 3 pages.
Well, what you'll get is that he's been released by the 49ers, by my count, at least 6 times. So,
you know what? Those must have been like he's literally on the roster, or they must be counting practice squad, I think, in order to come up with that.
All they say is signed or released. Whatever it is, they've gone to this well a lot, which is another reason why I don't think Brock Purdy is the magic. I think Josh Johnson's the magic.
Johnson's
never been
magic.
And I think we should want Josh Johnson to be the magic.
No, let it be Brock Purdy. We don't need to learn anything more about Josh Johnson.
We don't need to learn anything more. This is his time.
This is Brocktober, Ray. It's here. The month is here.
Josh-tober.
No, it's not Josh-tober. If the San Francisco Giants ever want to get back to an October, they need to spend money. They need to spend money on major league talent to help their major league team, because all of their future lays in their minor league system. And who even knows how much future really lays there, because those guys are hardly shooting up the ranks. So if the San Francisco Giants go ahead and start a free agent class with Aaron Judge, a lot of people are going to be happy about that. Aaron Boone, manager of the New York Yankees, had a little sit down with the media today where they talked about how John Heyman's tweet that first arson Judge, then corrected to Aaron Judge, was very close to signing with the Giants, was then totally retracted. And here's how Aaron Boone said that played in the Bronx.
It's been an uncomfortable hour, but I have nothing.
You stopped to him talking to you yesterday?
No, I have not, no.
What was the reaction like among the team when you saw the report? And then you saw the report pulled. Like, what was the reaction?
So I actually was in the shower getting ready to go through my media stuff. And so I was up in my room, and then, you know, went down to meet Zillow in the room. And yeah, just a lot of unknown right now.
Is the general sense that you guys believe that you're still in the race for?
Yeah, we haven't heard anything. So, you know, I know it's been, you know, obviously an ongoing negotiation, and you know obviously that's more for cash and how and stuff, but yeah, that's been my understanding. At the end of the day, we're, you know, with the New York Yankees, and we've always got to be in a position to do everything we can to try and be the best we can be. And different things come up all the time. If you lose out on things, you get certain things. So the past never stops. We're trying to improve and trying to become the best team we can be. And, you know, hopefully that helps.
So there you go. Aaron Boone today at the winter meetings telling everyone, hey, I was in the bathroom. I was taking a shower when John Heyman got the excitable fingers and started firing off tweets about where Aaron Judge may play next. I get downstairs. Everybody's going, what's going on? What? And the answer is nothing. Nothing's happened. It's 8 o'clock almost on the East Coast. If something was going to happen with Aaron Judge, I think it happens already today. I think we're now moving to tomorrow.
No, I mean, it's very rare when a signing gets done late or gets announced late. It's the winter meetings is designed as a PR exercise. We're going to show you our new stuff. We don't show it to you after you've gone to bed.
Lucas, very, you know, astutely just said in my ear, you know, the meetings are in San Diego. And you're right about that, Lucas. But believe me, Major League Baseball is always on East Coast time.
It's still New York is still 8 o'clock, no matter where the winter meetings are. The winter meetings could be in Hawaii. Right now, it's 8 o'clock in New York.
Right. Somebody's like, my 10-year-old says Brocktober makes no sense unless it were October, maybe Brocksember. See, but that doesn't work. So we're just moving time and space around to accommodate Brock Purdy, as anyone should do, because he's that much of an entity. Clearly now in the NFL, it's going to be fascinating to see what the 49ers actually do, how different their offense looks, performs. We all know that the defense is driving that bus, but you got to pick up a few scores along the way. You know, a 0-0 shutout doesn't get you a win. So you're going to have to score a little bit. And I think that you know, and this isn't meant to be a slight to Jimmy. I'm not in the slighting Jimmy business. I'm really not. But everyone always said it, everything he does is replaceable. Everything he does can be, you can get a comparable performance out of somebody else. And boy, we're about to see that experiment run in real time. By the way, speaking of real time, let me welcome everyone to your 5 o'clock hour.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA-certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had, and the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day, and everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-Bone at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-Bone.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of the Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.